Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Meeting Ike series with Marina Lieros Naples. I am your host on the show every other Wednesday at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, where I have a special guest on each of these shows. Alternate weeks, I have a 15-minute lunch break show on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and those are at noon, also Eastern Time. And those are just a quick little learning show so you can listen while you are having your lunch, taking a quick break from the day on different topics of the holistic, metaphysical, and spiritual fields. Next week on Tuesday, I'm going to cover the topic of organic gardening using heirloom and organic seeds and why that's so important to be able to choose those instead. Also covering the soil and composting companion planting. And that is on Tuesday, April 20th. And then on Thursday, April 22nd, I'm going to be going over and through some of the book that I have recommended a few times on my show. And that book is The Secret Life of Plants by Peter Tompkins and Christopher Bird. If you've never heard of that book, if you've never read that book, it's really a great book and tool to learn about and understand of our symbiotic relationship with the plants and vegetation around us. Since everything is sacred and everything is life, you're going to be very surprised at some of the information you'll learn on that show next Thursday. I have these shows here. And then I also teach on a platform called OutSchool, outschool.com. And there I teach children from ages 6 to 18. And I teach them about meditation symbols, teach them how to make their own meditation symbols. I hold guided meditation classes. And since I also own a business, Marina's Luscious Body Products, where I make all natural bath and body products for you and your family, from soaps to scrubs, lip balms, a topical blend of magnesium, muscle salve, chest cold ointments, and other products as well. I also teach other children to be able to make their own products in my classes on OutSchool as well. And then I also just created another class where their indoor garden. Start it now so they can transplant everything once spring hits. Once they know the northern regions, the frost time is after May. The end of May would be the optimum time to be able to start planting things outdoors. The first 2 weeks, the students will plant seeds with me. Very few items are needed. And then after that, I go with them. It's a 4-week course, once a week. And on the third and fourth week, they learn about companion planting, composting, caring for their plants, caring for the garden. And this is a great tool for children to learn about where their food comes from and also to grow it, to be independent and learn how to be able to be self-sufficient and be able to use all those organic, natural, holistic means to create food for the table of the family. And that class can be found on my site, which you can get with the link from here for OutSchool. In the meantime, this evening, we have Susie Rosinski with us, who is a medical Qigong master, practitioner, and instructor. She became a Reiki master back in 2010, then learned of Qigong and Qigong healing methods. She spent a couple of years traveling overseas to events and to train with Qigong masters. She attended the World Congress of Qigong, TCM, which we'll find out more about what that is, and martial arts, where she met Grandmaster Yunming Zheng, and I hope I said his name correctly. If not, I'm sure she'll help me with that and correct me on the pronunciation. She's traveled to China and Tibet to to present at conferences on Qigong healing. And then in 2019, she was bestowed the designation of Qigong Master, and she also holds a certification in clinical Qigong. She's going to share valuable information about the practice and healing energy the techniques of Qigong and medical Qigong. She uses both in her practice for humans and for animals with great success and teaches others how to tap into and use this powerful energy. Personally, I have had Qigong energy sessions from Susie and can vouch for the wonderful results that it offers. I'm going to go ahead and bring her on now. And Susie, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Susie, are you there? Oh, wonderful. Welcome to the show this evening. How are you today?
Yes. Wonderful. It's a beautiful day out.
Good, good. The closer we get to springtime in many areas, the more people are wanting to be out. And if I remember correctly, that you have offered in the past is some sessions, classes, or just gatherings where people can do some Qigong movements with you over in parks and outdoors and in Niagara Falls, too. And I believe I attended that once when Grandmaster Yunming Zhang, am I saying his name correctly, was in town?
Yes, Grandmaster Zhang. ZH is sort of has a J sound to it in Mandarin.
Zhang. Okay, I'll remember that. Thank you for helping me there.
Yes.
Okay, so now the idea that you really are drawn to Niagara Falls, and I think the energies with the waters and all that, but we can get into that a little bit later. Why don't you tell us a little bit more about how you got involved in all of this? I know that you work with horses and you're involved with the horses, have been and had your own horse or horses in the past. Give us a little bit of a snapshot into how you were drawn to this and found out about all of this to follow and have it become part of your own practice.
Well, I actually started, as you said, with my own horses, my competition horses. My one horse needed to be chiropracted and acupuncture, and he was a bit of a stinker. I like to say you take your life in your hands to take and give him a shot or to draw blood. He was not a fan of needles, and he was a big boy. But he would stand there like an absolute angel for acupuncture. I was like, okay, there is something here. There is something very real. I mean, I was fascinated by it. I remember as a child watching President Nixon going through China and some of the stories. Always had a fascination as a child with the Oriental methods of healing. So realistically, the vets, and one of the vets is married to a human chiropractor who used to come out with her to the barn to work on my horses. And they taught me an awful lot. And I could see it. I mean, the results were amazing. So I kind of was more of a liaison between the conventional vets and the holistic vets. Each one wanted to know what the other one was doing. So I became really well-versed very quickly in TCM, traditional Chinese medicine. It was what we call the acupuncturist TCM herbs. It kind of covers a huge branch of the medicine of the Orient, the East Asian medicine. So fast forward, I went to Florida and realized I could do massage therapy on animals. I could do acupressure on animals. So I trained, went to different schools, got trained. And then I fell into a conference on Qigong. And this is a really big conference. There was over 2,300 people together in the Orlando Conference Center.
Wow.
Moving and breathing moving and breathing together simultaneously, because it was the Hollywood Spectacle production of this event was quite amazing. So
sounds like a very powerful time.
I understood it because I already had some knowledge. So as I was doing the movements, I was like, oh yeah, this is affecting this meridian. This is affecting this organ. Wow. So I promptly, went from that to the National Qigong Association's conference, found out about that, went there. And as I said, I had sort of spent 2 years going from conference to conference, workshop to workshop, because there really wasn't anybody local that was of a stature to teach me what I wanted. And
right.
looking back, I could never have planned to go from one teacher to the next the way it happened. Each one gave me something special that I needed at that time. And as I said, I went to the World Congress, which was kind of like the smorgasbord of all of the grandmasters. I mean, internationally well-known people were there. So it gave me the chance to meet them, take workshops from them, and kind of figure out who I was drawn to. And in actuality, Master Zhang picked me. I did not pick him. He picked me. I was at a point in the workshops where there wasn't anybody for me that I was interested in going to their workshop. But there was this workshop on Qigong and essential oils and reflexology. And I was like, well, all right, I'll go to that. And
It sounds like something that you weren't necessarily interested in. It was available, and you felt drawn to attend it. Is that what I'm hearing?
Another,
okay. All right. So things kind of were falling into place for you with that.
Yes. And oddly enough, I went and sat in the first row, which is not a normal thing for me to do, right, on the center break. So where the rows would divide, so one side to the other side. So there was this. So he and I made eye contact and basically were looking at each other throughout the whole talk. He had his eyes on me as he was talking to his interpreter, because at that time he didn't speak English real well.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even know how I wrote my notes. It was like, must have been guided to write the notes. But anyway, as I said, I felt like I got picked. Turns out he had been coming to Buffalo for years, had students here. So somehow I ended up meeting him again here in Buffalo, and pretty much next thing I knew, I was on a plane to China, literally.
And you've been to China about 5 times now?
4 times. 4 times to China and Tibet.
Okay, and then Tibet. Okay.
Yep. My first trip was China and Tibet, and that was where we climbed Holy Snow Mountain, which is about the level of Base Camp Everest. So we were up about 5,300 meters is Base Camp ever. So we were about that height. And that was in the wintertime. It was December. I was like, it's not the altitude that's going to get you. It's the cold and the wind. So doing his method. So I'm pretty new. I'm a newbie. I really hardly knew much of anything. Doing his methods, I did not have altitude sickness. I did not have any frostbite or cold extremities, tiny headache, but it was hard to say if it was because of the fact that we hadn't eaten, we hadn't really bring anything to eat or drink. It was just go up and come back down was the plan.
This was attributed mostly to the energies of the Qigong of what he did. Now, to put it in perspective, why don't you share with people who are listening is what there doesn't he have a lineage of these healers for many generations? Could you share a bit about that?
Yes. So Master Zhang's one of his ancestors is actually the founder of Tai Chi, Zhang Song Feng. And we know also that one of his relatives was Lao Tzu. We know historically his family were physicians and teachers to the royal family. We have 8 generations, so over 400 plus years of service to the royal family in those positions of physician, healers, and teachers.
So being chosen by him to be one of his students is a big deal.
Yes, it is.
And then you spend, how long did you spend learning under him?
I have been with him since 2012.
Okay. That's very good. And so now you have the Grandmaster title for Qigong and a certification in clinical Qigong. And tell us about the clinical Qigong aspect of what you do and offer.
So I teach people how to teach Qigong, or what we call practice leaders, so people who want to teach others or lead others in Qigong. But I also have the medical Qigong, which is now being called clinical Qigong. And the reason for the change in the name from medical Qigong to clinical Qigong, all Qigong is medical. All Qigong is going to help you physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, in all of those aspects of your life. Clinical Qigong is actually emitting qi to help someone heal. This is for someone who's not going to be able to do the movements. It would be like emergency medicine from an energetic standpoint, or someone who's chronically figure out how to help them. So those are the people that I usually see, and the same way with the animals. Those are the animals that I see. So I'm boosting qi. So the difference between what I'm doing in acupuncture, right now, the way acupuncture is taught here in the United States and even in China, they're just putting needles in. They're not emitting qi as they put the needle in, which was what they're supposed to be doing. So we're not getting the full benefit of a session that we would have in the past.
I've had sessions with you, and explain to the audience that if they came to you and they came over to your practice, they walk in the door, what would they expect, and what is it that happens? What is it that you do so that they can get an idea and get a picture of that in their mind that would encourage them, interest them to make an appointment with you. So they come to your place of business, and then what happens?
Well, typically we would have a conversation of what is a snapshot of what is going on. And I might have a 5-page form for them to fill out that gives me a more in-depth look at what is going on. Once decided, or I have decided what the treatment protocol will be, I would have them on the table, and I don't have to touch in order to do the treatment. The energy fields are above the body, so we can. Mm-hmm. I'm to feel levels of meridian. So this is the difference between us and acupuncturists. Acupuncturists are trained to work on the 12 primary meridians. There are other channels that they cannot access well. Those channels have trajectories that aren't always mapped out well. So we have to be able to feel this. So what does it feel like? Well, everybody feels it differently. For me, I feel like it feels like I'm brushing my hand over sandpaper or something that's just not right in the energy field. So we have the 12 primary meridians. We have Lao channels. We have divergent channels. And then we have the 8 extraordinary channels. Generally speaking, acupuncturists work on the 12 primary channels. They might try and work on the 8 extraordinary, but again, they're not running the orbits of those. They're not following the trajectory of the pathway of the channel of the meridian. This is what I'm trained to do, and this is what I train others to do.
So now, when you say you train others, you have the you've got the Academy of Qi that you have formed. And so tell us about what, if someone was interested in learning more about being able to practice Qigong, whether it is for their own personal use or to become a practitioner, what does your Academy of Qi offer?
So currently what I'm running or will be running starting next month, the clinical Qigong practitioner level 1. That is kind of like an introductory. It's almost, I hate to use the word boot camp, but it is a little bit that. So in that you learn all about all of it. So in a 4 week, I do every other weekend, but I'm also, I'm waiting for 100% confirmation from Niagara University, but I am tentatively scheduled July 10th through the 18th to teach this course at Niagara University. We'll hopefully get the clear tomorrow.
Be wonderful. Congratulations ahead of time on that.
Well, typically I would run every other weekend. Just that worked well for the groups in the past, but there are people for whom that would be very difficult, but they could plan a vacation week. This is kind of what we're planning on doing this summer. We're going to be doing it at Niagara University. So level 1 consists of learning a personal practice, being able to teach others some of that so that they can help themselves, and treatment protocol for safe practices, and a treatment protocol for that would be very effective in helping someone stabilize their energy system. So it's a lot about training what you need to go forward for either yourself or someone, or to start being a practitioner yourself. So basically, It is a bit of a, like I said, a bit of a boot camp, but they
and
go through a written exam and a practical exam. There's a lot of sensitivity training, obviously, because you're going through depths of the body without touching to feel what's really going on.
And for the things that would be going wrong is what people can get an image in their mind as far as ill health. So it's not just about relaxing and changing that type of energy, but also because those meridians that acupuncture is acupressure, and for the energy healings of using Qigong and that, it's a blocked energy, and that's what causes the ill health. Am I wording that correctly?
Correct. So,
okay, so the energy, it's clearing that energy, getting it moving and getting it rebalanced. Would that be simple layman's terms for people to understand?
Correct. The body has that natural ability to rebalance itself. So if you think of these 12 lines of energy, so we have 10 major organs, 12 lines of energy. The energy moves through each line every 2 hours. It goes into the organ through the meridian and into the organ. So your 10 major organs, heart, lungs, liver, kidney, spleen, the young organs of gallbladder, bladder, stomach, small intestine, large intestine. So it goes through that entire system every 24 hours. Think of a beaver building a dam. If the dam blocks off the creek, you're going to get a pond, right? That's your illness, your blockage, right? It could be an injury. Uh-huh. It could be an illness. It could be a couple of things.
Go ahead.
So now you have heat and inflammation in one area, right? That's your stagnant pond. What's happening on the other side of that blockage? There's no chi. So now it's going to affect the next organ and the next organ. So it's a domino effect. So
yep.
This is
makes sense.
A little bit different of philosophy from, I think, Western medicine, because we know, you know, the old song, the shin bone's connected to the knee bone. Everything's connected.
Yes.
We have to look, now I got to look at XYZ to see where that's at. So we don't just treat one thing. We tiptoe through the whole.
We could stay, and I'd love have you on here for longer if I could, but I'm going to have to bring you back again for another show at another time. But in the meantime, people that want to get in touch with you, what is your email address or website, phone number that you'd like to share?
Well, the web, www.wnyqigong.com. They can email me at chsusi99@gmail.com, or they may call me at 716-803-0113, and I would love to talk more.
Good. Susie, thank you so much for joining us today. It's been a pleasure having you on here. I mean, so much information in such a short period of time. And it is such a fascinating topic and practice, and I'm just so glad that you were able to take this time and be here to share it with me today. Everyone listening, my name is Marina Leeros-Naples. I'm your host on the show Meeting Ike series. And remember, next week I have my two 15-minute shows on Tuesday and Thursday at 12 noon Eastern time. The first show, again, is on organic gardening, organic and heirloom seeds, your compost pile, doing your gardening and getting your food the organic way, making sure it's healthy, and then Thursday, Secret Life of Plants, it's a book. So please be sure to join me then and contact Susie for additional information. And again, Susie, thank you for being here, and I learned a little bit extra here of what I did not know already about what it is that you do. Susie has worked on not only me when I had pneumonia, but she's also worked on pets of mine when they've needed it as well. So I can, again, absolutely vouch for the wonderful results that Susie does get from her practice in with Qigong. And she also teaches, and you can look that up on her information, her website, or contact her. Teaches Reiki for animals as well. So thank you for everyone for listening, and tune in next week. Bye now.